The Sounds of 2019 with Richard Kingsmill.
Wonderfully nihilistic joy there of Canadian band Pup, and that track is Kids, one of the key tracks off their latest album, Morbid Stuff. So, Pup, who are they? Well, they formed in Toronto back in 2010. The same four guys are behind the group today. So there's Stefan out front, he's the singer and the main songwriter. There's also Nesta, Zach and Steve. And with each of the three records that they've made so far, they've worked with exactly the same producer, that being Dave Schiffman. We've loved this band ever since they put out their first album. I remember the track Guilt Trip and how much we loved it straight away. So the latest album from Pup is really great. They reckon it's the best record they've ever made. It's called Morbid Stuff. So let's hear more about the creation of this new record for Pup by speaking to Stefan Babcock. So given it's the same four guys, the same producer, they got back into the studio. So what did they want to do? Did they want to do anything different this time round when they made Morbid Stuff?
No, you know, it's a super unromantic answer, but I think we're pretty self-assured in the kind of band that we are and the kind of band that we want to be. And our goal has always been to just do what we do, but do it better every time and without repeating ourselves. So, you know, our producer, Dave Schiffman, he has this thing that he says that he keeps making records because he never gets it right. So that's kind of where we've been at for three records now, and we always have things that we regret, and that keeps us going, keeps us motivated to keep trying.
Okay, but do you have less regrets with this record than the previous two?
Well, right now, sure, but talk to me in a year and I'll probably be like, oh, it's trash.
Well, it's you're such a consistent band in a way, because if you look back over the history of you guys, you know, it's like pretty much 8 years together, same four individuals. And once again, as you said before, you're working with Dave again on this record as producer. So does it feel like when you get into the studio, is it hard to kind of shake things up because you know each other so well?
No, it's every song that we write comes about in a different way. Everything really feels new and exciting to us. So you'd think that, you know, it's essentially the four same guys and the same producer, so five of us. But no, like, there's no lack of ideas in this band. Our biggest problem is sort of sifting through all the ideas and distilling it into something that's not Space Cadet Mayhem stuff, you know?
Listen, we're speaking to Stefan from Canadian band Pup. Their new album, Morbid Stuff, is with us. Once again, the title is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, isn't it? If anyone doesn't know the history of Pup and they see the album title, Morbid Stuff, they've got to know that Pup have a bit of a sense of humour. You're not completely depressing individuals, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think Morbid Stuff is one of the dumbest album titles ever. I feel like if it was Morbid Things, that would be really upsetting. But it just kind of, you know, I feel like the title really represents what this album is about. It's pretty dark and bleak, but it's also playful, and it kind of deals with a lot of dark issues coming at it from a sort of positive, productive, cathartic angle. So I think just combining a word like morbid with something as stupid as Stuff just kind of encapsulates this band.
What sort of headspace have you been in the last couple of years, especially around the songwriting of this record? Has sort of anything in the way that you look at the world changed?
I don't know that it's changed. Maybe touring and being in this band has sort of exacerbated it, but I struggle with a lot of mental health issues, as a lot of people do, and songwriting is sort of my way to kind of explore the darkness and kind of figure out what's wrong with myself. And it's also a really great tool for me because I get to do it with my three best friends, and we get to do it by playing really energetic, fun songs. And it's just a thing that's just such a positive force in my life. But it's just a weird dichotomy because the inspiration for a lot of the songs that we play come from pretty dark places.
Hmm. Even though a lot of this material does come from a dark place, it sounds like on some of the key tracks off the record that you're really kind of poking fun at the darkness too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important to have a sense of humor about this kind of stuff. I mean, first of all, it's just music. We're not a self-serious band. I mean, I think there are bands out there who do bleak and sad music really well. We're not one of them. You know, every time we've tried to be bleak and self-serious, it's just been a recipe for disgusting, horrible songs. So what I think we're really good at is kind of taking the bleakness and trying to doing our best to put it into perspective for ourselves, realizing that, you know, we're four very lucky individuals. We're really lucky to get to do what we do. And it's fun. And, you know, humor is just a great way for us to kind of cope with a lot of those kind of mood disorders that a few of us sort of regularly struggle with.
We've still got that new track, Free At Last, in our heads. I've got to talk to you about the idea that you came up with and which has inspired the video for that song. Such a brilliant concept. Others have kind of done something similar, but you guys just hit on this really wonderful idea of, you know, giving your fans the lyrics of the song, a rough idea of what the chords of the song were going to be, and for them to show you what the new Pup song would sound like. And how many videos did you think, before you actually sent it out, how many videos did you think you'd get back?
We expected it to be 4 or 5. I mean, we didn't really give any context for what we were using this stuff for, so we didn't really expect people to really bite.
You got over 250 back, didn't you?
Yeah, it was... It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I can't believe that many people cared enough to actually put that much time into doing this project with us.
Did you watch every video?
I watched every single one of them front to back. It was like 15 hours or something of the same song, but in totally different versions. And spending 15 hours listening to the same thing is kind of like, it melted my brain.
I was going to ask you, did anyone get close to what it ended up sounding like?
You know what the most incredible thing of all of this is nobody got close. I mean, you know, maybe vibe-wise, there are some, you know, punky tracks, but nobody got close to the melody. But even more incredible than that is there were 253 versions and no two were the same.
Yeah.
That is just mind-blowing to me.
I was kissing your salty lips.
We're throwing no shots.
That was what he below, and you were shaking.
I was free at last, though I could escape it.
And what a diverse range, because there was everything. There was kind of like, you know, someone trying to do it on a piano, and then obviously guitars, some folky, some even operatic. It just kind of shows you, you know, your music kind of is reaching a really wide range of people.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think this project really was an eye-opener to us in terms of who our fans are. We kind of did it as, you know, the video is sort of supposed to be a love letter to our fans, but we just learned so much about the people who are connecting with the music. It's been really amazing to see that.
Yeah. Listen, it's been fantastic to speak to you, Stefan. I just wanted to talk to you about the road ahead. Obviously, you know, you're such favourites out here when you've toured. We can look forward to another Pup tour. Do you have any idea at this point when you might be back?
Not confident enough to give dates, but I am confident enough to say 100% we will be back as soon as possible. We've loved playing in Australia. I mean, it's not like anywhere else. Playing rock music in Australia is just different from everywhere else in the world. Man, Australians, in our experience, know how to light it up at a whole different level. So I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, so do we. Okay, well, that's good news. And just a big picture question to kind of wind up our chat as well. Besides not killing yourselves on tour because you're going to be in close confines with each other, but there's three albums now to the catalogue of Pup. Do you look ahead much? Do you kind of think about the future, what more there is for this band to achieve and where you want to be in maybe the next year or 2 years' time?
You know, that's not really something that we've ever thought about as a band. I mean, we've always had just such low expectations of this band. When we started it, we just thought, you know, it'd be really great if we could play a couple shows and, you know, have our friends out to see us. We don't really think about, we don't really have long-term goals, to be honest. We're just kind of having a great time doing this while it lasts and enjoying it and just trying to, you know, be the best band and the best people that we can be.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough of a challenge in this day and age when life can be so hard. So good luck with that. I want to play another track from the record, Sibling Rivalry. And I listened to the lyrics of this track and I'm really intrigued. Did you write this about your brother?
It's about my sister.
Ah. Well, it's an interesting story, this one. I mean, a couple of questions. What's the relationship like between you and your sister?
Amazing. She's like one of my best friends in the whole world. And this song is sort of about, we have a yearly tradition. We go on pretty crazy camping trips every year. And we go to crazy places and do things that we shouldn't be doing. I mean, last year we spent 3 weeks in the Yukon in northern Canada, canoeing down a river. We didn't see a single other person for 3 weeks. And the year before that, you know, we tried to walk to southernmost tip of continental America, which is a completely like barren wasteland. We just try to do these crazy survival things every year together, and they always end in complete disaster. So I guess the song is about, I try to blame her for all these disasters, but the truth is we just kind of push each other to outdumb one another.
So there you go. I just imagined that it was written about his older brother. I imagined that he had an older brother who he absolutely despised. And he wrote that track, Sibling Rivalry, all about him, but not so. Stefan Babcock from Pup actually wrote that track
all about his sister, who he's incredibly close to. So let's just have just a little bit more of the interview with Stephen Babcock for you right now. This is fantastic. This actually sort of draws the link between the Canadian band Pup and also the actor and musician Finn Wolfhard. Finn Wolfhard has his own band called Calpurnia, but he's best known for being Mike Wheeler, one of the kid actors in Stranger Things. And if you are a fan of Pup, you know that Finn has actually appeared now in three of their videos. So I wanted to find out how the connection first came about between Finn Wolfhard and Pup.
The first music video he was ever in was a video for our song Guilt Trip, and that was before he was in Stranger Things or was really an actor in any capacity. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's one of the things that sort of the casting director for Stranger Things saw and got interested in Finn that way.
How did you actually know him back then?
It was just such a random fluke. There's a guy named Jeremy who is, the fifth member of Pup. He does all of our videos. And he had this concept to make a video of the origin story of Pup, like what it was like for the four of us when we were kids. And so we all gave him pictures of us at the age of, roughly around 8. And he tried to cast people that looked like the 8-year-old versions of us. And Finn just happened to be the candidate that looked the most like 8-year-old me. So he ended up playing the role. And obviously everyone knows now he's a phenomenal actor. He was just cast based on his looks and he was so good in that video, and it was just kind of like, it was such a lucky coincidence for us.
That's amazing. I had no idea about this story. And isn't it kind of funny to now see the success of Stranger Things and to trace it back to what you look like as an 8-year-old?
It is pretty funny to watch that video and think like, I see a lot of myself in young Finn.
So there you go, more of the new music of Canadian band Pup from their latest album, Morbid Stuff. And as Stefan told me, they are planning on coming back to Australia real, real soon. They've been here before, they are favourites, and they're a fantastic band to see live. So there you go, another one of the featured interviews in the 2019 podcast. Feel free to rate the podcast and also subscribe to it, and I'll keep you updated week by week of some of the best new music going around.